views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, October 28, 2014, 101, since being in the YNTS studio, second hour of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. 24/7 at iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio very soon. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll-free number, you should know it already, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet us at Andrew Tree Geo. Show Twitter at YoAndrewNTS. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
My recital, I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky, it's tricky, it's tricky, right. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky.
With one of the headlines this month of October, you might have saw it. It was Apple again. Apple came out with another news conference, not as big as September. And what did we see? We saw some iPads, we saw Mac OS, their new operating system, Yosemite, and Apple Pay. Joining me on my program is our new friend. He's MacTrass senior editor. He also owned his first Apple product, iPod Classic, 5 years ago. He has since added a MacBook Pro, iPad, iPhone, and two Apple TVs to his collection. He also owns Phoenix Rising Services and writes for everyone's favorite bad movie website, Big Bad Drive-In. Don't forget to check out Chris' two latest endeavors, has the Apple Expert at Answers.com and his own personal tech blog, ChrisHawk.com. Chris Hawk is on my phone line. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
I'm really glad that you're able to join us, and I know Glenn Kunzler, our friend who's been on this program many times, introduced us to you, and whoever Glenn introduces, I'm sure, is just as good. Oh, well, I hope at least.
Well, thanks. Yeah, Glenn kind of took me under his wing a few years ago when I first started writing for MacTrass, and now he's went on to bigger and better things, and so hopefully I can do as well as he did in the past.
Well, I love MacTrass. We've always have. It's our first place to go when it comes to Apple News because what you guys do is you keep it very simple. Anything that's going on with Apple as the day goes on, you guys will have it first. You guys will have major sources showing your readers where the information's coming from. And that's all anyone needs. We don't need a bunch of videos and a bunch of tiles and all this crazy stuff. We just want some simple articles throughout our day. But I want to get into the Apple conference that was this month. And we saw another one. We saw Apple's operating system, Yosemite, introduced that we won't get into today. I want to get into the two other subjects. And that was Apple Pay and the two new iPads. First, the iPads. It was the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 3. What does these two new iPads, Chris, have to offer?
Oh, the iPad Air 2. It's much thinner now. They mentioned that if you stack two iPad Air 2s together, they would still be thinner than the original iPad. Yet they've got an improved A8X processor, which is a revamped and enhanced version of the A8 processor that's found in the new iPhone 6 Plus. It also has a better display as far as the way it's bonded. There's less of an airspace in between the cover and the actual screen itself, so you actually get a better view there, and it's gives you a little anti-glare. So also has this year has Touch ID built in, which I bought an iPad Air last year the same time I bought my iPhone 5S, and it always irritated me that I had to enter the code to get into my iPad Air, where my 5S, all I had to do was touch the Touch ID and I was in. So, you know, that horrible first world problem is gone now. You're also able to use the Touch ID for in-app purchases using Apple Pay. You can't use it to use Apple Pay at a store, thank God. I hate to see people digging their iPad Air 2s out of their purses or their backpacks and holding it over the NFC reader. You know, it'd be almost as bad as when they use them to take movies at events and such. The iPad Mini 3, it didn't get much of a bump this year. Everything's still the same except for the Touch ID. I'm not sure that's worth the extra $100 between the two models, between the iPad, the original iPad Mini and the iPad Mini 3. But, you know, for some people that might be handy to have the Touch ID just if they use it at work, especially with the bring-your-own-device type thing going on at a lot of corporations. If companies have homegrown apps that, you know, are used on the iPad, you know, they may be able to use the Touch ID as a replacement for, you know, really complicated logins and passwords and such.
We saw, Chris, the iPad Mini 3, and we saw how Apple didn't really take that much time on it, and you just mentioned, is it worth the extra $100? The iPad Mini 3 starts at $399, Wi-Fi only, and the iPad Mini 2, iPad Mini with Retina display, starts at $299. If we see that there really is no major difference, and we saw that Apple didn't take much time into it, why would Apple introduce one in the first place? Their goal is to make money, right? Their goal is for you to upgrade your devices. So why would Apple bring out a product that they already know, well, this might not do so good?
Well, let's face it, a lot of Apple's clientele, they want the latest and greatest. So they're going to want to get that latest iPad Mini just because it is the latest. As I said, some corporations may look at it. It's going to do well for them, as you said. It was almost a kind of a, excuse me, kind of a, oh, by the way, we had this too type thing at the event. Sorry about that. And, but Apple, you know, we always question what they do. I mean, that's part of our jobs. But they always seem to know what they're doing, for want of a better phrase. But it'll be interesting to see what the sales figures are. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But I was kind of curious why they didn't bump up the iPad Mini 3, give it the faster processor. Maybe the 2 gigabyte of RAM like they did for the iPad Air 2.
And I would think with the smaller market, we see more, well, not the smaller market, the market for consumers who want smaller tablets, I would think maybe that's why Apple would attack it a little bit more. We are speaking with Chris Hawk. He's managing editor, sorry, my God, MacTrans senior editor. I still think it's Glenn Kunzler. Senior editor at MacTrans.com. He's also Apple expert at Answers.com, his own personal tech blog, ChrisHawk.com. One more question about the iPad, Chris. We see the iPad, it's not as similar to the iPhone. Every year a new iPhone comes out and we see breaking records, and we see the consumer constantly wants to jump onto a cellular plan to upgrade their phone to the next and best thing. But I have an iPad Mini 1 here right in front of me that I'm reading off of. It's working fine. My brother has an iPad 2, and he's had it for a long time. He's satisfied. He's content. Do you believe that someone like me and my brother have older iPads, should we upgrade to our iPads? Because I think that might be Apple's big problem, that the iPads haven't really changed and the iPads work just as good. Do you think that might be a Apple problem that they're not addressing, that not enough people are upgrading?
I'm a firm believer in if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if an iPad 2 or an iPad 3 is doing the job for you, I see no reason to upgrade. My wife uses my old iPad 3, and she loves it. My sister-in-law has an iPad 2, still loves it. We have discovered over time that the iPad upgrade cycle isn't as short as the iPhone upgrade cycle is. Plus, we have larger iPhones. The iPhone 6 Plus is a 5.5-inch screen, where, you know, that's just about 1.5 inches smaller, 2 inches smaller than the iPad Mini. So we're kind of going, you know, with, what do they call them, phablets into the tablet area. A lot of people may find that iPhone 6 Plus may do everything they want it to, and they don't need an iPad anymore. They don't need a smaller iPad. I'm kind of wondering if Apple, maybe this time around, they didn't do a huge upgrade for the iPad Mini just to see what happens with the iPhone 6 Plus, you know, in relationship to sales of the iPad Mini. Maybe they almost feel like it's in a transition period, too.
I agree, and I was going to ask you that. I think also the reason why they kind of held back because of the 6 Plus, and I think it's a good experiment, and I'm looking forward to see how it's going to go the next several months. One of the other announcements that came out was Apple Pay. And when you and me have a conversation about Apple Pay, hey, it's a nice conversation. Do you use it? Which bank do you have that you can use it on? But there are many people who have no idea what you're talking about, Chris. They're like, what the heck is that mumbo jumbo? So please explain to my audience, what is Apple Pay?
Okay. Apple Pay, basically it uses the built-in NFC, which is a near-field communications chip. It's built into the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, and it'll also be built into the upcoming Apple Watch. And what it does is you've already, if you're an Apple customer and you use iTunes, you already have a credit card likely assigned to your iTunes account. It can use that built-in credit card or more other credit cards you enter into the into iTunes to make payments at credit card terminals at hundreds of thousands of merchants across the United States. Basically, the whole routine is, if you're at a NFC-enabled terminal or an Apple Pay-enabled terminal, you simply bring your purchases up to the cash register. They ring them up as normal. Instead of bringing out your credit card and swiping it in the reader, you simply place your iPhone against the NFC reader. It prompts you to touch the Touch ID sensor with your thumb or whatever finger you have registered with it. It creates a one-time-only use token, so it doesn't transmit your credit card information or any of your other personal information. It transmits that token to the terminal, which sees that the purchase has been approved, the transaction's approved. You get an indication on your iPhone that it's approved, and as usual, they give you a receipt and you walk out the door, all without ever having to bring out your credit card out of your billfold, swiping it without having to worry about it. Maybe possibly that data getting stolen, as we've seen with Target, Home Depot, now Staples, I believe. So this adds a little extra security and adds a little extra convenience to the method of paying for your purchases at a checkout with just using your iPhone and your fingerprint.
What are you saying, Chris? It sounds like a safer option, and you made those examples of the latest security breaches in Target, Home Depot, and this didn't really hit at the door. Staples, they were recently, they might have been. Well, if we see that this might be a safer option when paying for items in a store or online, Google Wallet, Google service, just like Apple Pay, that's been around for a long time. That really never hit off very very well. And now you have Apple jumping into that that market. If this is such a safer option, why hasn't many consumers been using this? I mean, we all got smartphones and we all got credit cards. Why aren't we using this option?
One thing I've often wondered about why NFC hasn't taken off better, excuse me, For one thing, I guess really the diversity in the Android market are the different handsets, the different ways things are done. And to be honest, I don't think Google has really pushed Google Wallet as much as they possibly could have. I don't recall seeing a lot of ads for Google Wallet like I am now for Apple Pay. Apple and their partners have seen the ads from Chase where they're pushing it during the World Series. They've been pushing it to if you use Apple Pay to do a purchase with MasterCard, then you have a chance to get all sorts of rewards like World Series tickets or meet your favorite baseball player, things like that. So they're actually pushing it. A lot of their partners, I just saw this morning that Wells Fargo, when they're going to enable Apple Pay, I guess it's in November, they are going to offer their cardholders $20. First time you use Apple Pay, you get $20 taken off your account or put into your account. I just don't recall seeing that for Google Wallet. I'm just thinking that perhaps people just weren't aware of it. Excuse me. Whereas with Apple and Apple Pay, they're getting it out there. It's out to the normal consumers. Everybody sees the Apple commercials, and they can make the connection. And let's face it, Apple users, iPhone users, they're going to want to try that. I mean, that's one of the reasons I actually want to. If it wasn't for the NFC, and let's face it, the bigger screen, too. I'm 55 years old, so my eyes are going, but if it wasn't for the bigger screen, it wasn't for the NFC, I might have skipped this generation of iPhones. Instead, I'm anxious to get one. So I really think maybe the promotion hasn't been there, the knowledge hasn't been there. Whereas with Apple Pay, perhaps people are going to be more aware of it, and they're going to realize what they have in their hand if they have an iPhone 6, 6 Plus.
Right now we are speaking with Chris Hawk. He is MacTrash Senior Editor, and he also is Apple Expert at Answers.com. Also, his personal tech blog, ChrisHawk.com. Right now we're speaking about the new iPads and Apple Pay that was introduced this month. One quick question before we end the conversation. What is next for Apple in the next coming months? We saw the new iPhones, we saw a new operating system, we saw a new paying service, we saw new iPads. Do we see any new laptops? Do we maybe see an Apple television set? That sounds fun. That sounds like a dream. Anything in the next few months, or we have to patiently wait until probably September?
Well, actually, early 2015, we're going to see the Apple Watch. That's
right,
going to be exciting,
right.
I think.
I forgot.
And that may be a harder sell than Apple Pay. It's going to be interesting to see how the public will react to the Apple Watch. As a rule, smartwatches haven't done that well. I don't know if they've tried to do too much or just haven't had that incentive there. The Apple Watch, it's going to be interesting to see. Personally, I mean, right now I use a Pebble smartwatch, and it does everything I want it to do. So I'm going to have to see more out of the Apple Watch before I decide on buying one of those. I do think we're going to see new Macs probably early to mid-2015. It's going to be all according to when Intel gets their new processors gets to cranking them out in a large amount and enough of a mouth where we can start using them in computers. The iPad Pro, the 12.9-inch, that's been much rumored. I don't feel it, but a lot of people think that's coming sometime early in 2015. So, you know, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one because blue isn't my color. But it'd be fun to see. That would be an exciting a thing. As far as Apple TV, wow, I would really love to see any type of new Apple TV. I'm a big Apple TV fan. Use it. Half the time when I'm watching TV, I'm watching on the Apple TV. As far as a full-size, full-blown TV set, I'm not sure. If they could do something with the new screens like they have on the new 27-inch iMacs, if they could make that a bigger, you know, be able to produce that in large quantities and have a nice big 5K, I guess it is, screen, That would be exciting and have all the Apple TV abilities built into. I would love to see that. Personally, I think we're going to get a new box. Hopefully, Apple will get their negotiations with the cable and the content providers all worked out, and hopefully we'll see something sometime in 2015 with the Apple TV.
Mac Tress, senior editor. He also is AppleExpertAnswers.com, his own personal tech blog, ChrisHawk.com. Chris, thanks for coming on. I hope we can speak to you in the future, and the next time we speak again, we'll try to do a fancy way on our iPhones. I don't know, try to find an app that we could try to promote.
Let me know next time you want to do something, and we'll find something to talk about, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are so many conversations we can talk about when it comes to Apple. I mean, we could talk about, you know, the other Apple Watches alternatives, and we can talk about the Ben Gates scandal, but we can have a field day. So.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you want to give me a call, let me know.
Chris, thanks for being on the program. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
You want to educate women to where they can get the source of correct information. And that was really one of the things that started me out with the foundation to start with, was to dispel bad information.
Exercise, diet is one of the key factors. A breast self-exam, we teach that. We teach how to do it correctly. We teach when to do it.
Help Virginia Maurer and the Maurer Foundation and the O'Angel News Talk Show when we come together to reach over $1,000 this month for breast cancer education and breast cancer awareness. We, the O'Angel News Talk Show, have already donated. When will you donate?
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212.
This is Audio Graded Worldwide, streaming live online at Audio Graded.
This is Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
Imagine if we were able to choose the main headlines. I know there's professionals in the media, but imagine if there was some type of system where we were able to choose. You know what? We want, we here in America, we want this story to be thrown out and choked down our throats and put on the screen and all that. That's what we want. And the news outlets will have no choice but to research, report on it in a family manner, because you know it is family oriented on who is who's watching it. Why can we have that? Well, we can't. We're subjected to many headlines. Now, again, we hear this program choose headlines that we feel interest you, but also have an effect on you. But it's not even about choosing the headline; it's about going about it. When it comes to having headlines, it's about how you go about it. And one main headline you saw this month, the phone number, by the way, 855-712-YNTS. You can tweet me at AndrewTweetGO or the show Twitter at YoAndrewNTS. You can email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. When you see a headline, there's some people who are not criticizing the headline, but they're criticizing how it's being reported to them. And who is the reporting up to? It's up to the outlets, up to the producers, up to whoever is up there. That's what it comes down to. Now, last week, when we spoke about the story of Breaking Bad, the action figures in the Toys R Us, we decided not to go to the petition, not to speak with mothers, not with toys. No, we spoke where there's no argument. With this particular situation, it's up to Toys R Us to take it down. You can hate the decision. You can like the decision. You don't like how they have the right to make a decision. But that's how it is. Toys R Us, if you saw, decided to take it down. Breaking Bad actors and actresses from the program went out and disliked them taking it down. But that's the end of it. Why are we going to report on something where it's irrelevant? Toys R Us decided to take it down. A store is going to leave it up because of a competitor. That's it. The end. It's over. There is no reason anymore to speak about it. Ebola is walking into the same direction. The problem is, Ebola is a serious matter. The way we're reporting on it, poorly. Horrible. Now, me and my father, who spectates here, Teddy, or you can call him Dad, however you guys want to call him. You want to call him the conductor, any name you want, fine by me. We were sitting at the table, and we were eating dinner, and we were talking about Ebola. Of course we're going to talk about it. It's all over the place. And when we're speaking about it, here comes the conversation we're having, like everyone else. Is Ebola a serious matter? Should we be able to quarantine the doctors that are coming from Africa or those who might be suspect of obtaining this illness? Is this a real serious matter in the United States? Are we over-exaggerating? And it's become a cliche comment. We spoke about the cliche, right? It's a statement. It's a question that becomes irrelevant. And that's what happened to Ebola. And that's why Ebola is starting to become an irrelevant conversation. And that's all I hear. It's all I go. It's all I look at. Everyone's scared of Ebola. Why should we not be scared? Ain't got half the world on Facebook and Twitter thinking they're all experts now. Well, we should be making a big deal about this, because the only way we can catch this is if we're touching vomit or blood by the patient. That's all you hear. That's all you hear. What is wrong with actually being able to research the illness and be safe than sorry? I know that it's not the illness that's going to kill everyone. I know that it's not going to kill millions of Americans in one tree. I know. But what is wrong with being safe than sorry? Being precautious. Being wise. tackling the illness at the source. What is wrong with this picture? Why us Americans, who've got the best medicine in the world, the best health care, and one mindset, what is the problem? Why are we being distracted by irrelevant pieces or pieces that are now just being choked down our throats because it's creating a little bit of entertainment? So what would you do, Andrew? What would you do? How would you report this story? Well, I would report the same way any other outlet has. But eventually, I would realize that, well, the whole reporting on why is America should not be worried about this? Why are people worrying too much? What don't we know about this patient? The president hugging the nurse. We know that's an obvious publicity stunt. Ron Reagan didn't want to say the word AIDS. President Obama hugs the nurse that got cured. And like I said, you know, God bless her family. But the president, I mean, of course, is a publicity stunt. There was no cameras in the interview area, but the cameras were around when he was hugging her. Midterm elections are a week away. I'm going to be hugging people too. My poor range are sinking. My smile is becoming now the past. Change was never change. It was the same, like your predecessor, President W. Bush. Come on. Stop throwing this at me. Let's speak about something that's important. People want to know two questions. People want to know, how are we ready? Are we prepared for the holiday season? And people want to know who is paying for these patients that are right now in these hospital rooms in Bellevue, New York, or the hospitals in Dallas, or in Illinois, or in Ohio, or all over the place. These are two questions people want to know, but these are also questions that no one's answering because they're being distracted by the same crap. And there it is. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. Should we be worried about Ebola? Are we seriously talking about this right now? There's nothing wrong with being safe and sorry. Because you know that if Ebola starts spreading and hitting 100 people at a time, oh yeah, now you're going to be worrying. Now the expert that went against it suddenly starts flip-flopping. Oh, I know. What is wrong with being safe and sorry? Why are we on purpose waiting for something big to happen? Andrew, you're talking too much. No. I enjoy the United States being prepared. I enjoy the United States having a plan. I enjoy the United States having a concern for its people. I do not feel any regret for the comments I am saying, and I personally am offended by those who believe that by going against what we are doing, the governors in New York and by even the president for trying to make a preparedness plan, I'll give him credit for that. And I'll give his administration credit for that. What is the problem? Why are you criticizing? Why are you trying to make yourself look smart? Why are we bringing experts on radio to tell us why we should not make a big deal about this? Being safe and sorry, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. I don't understand. But when something big happens and no one's there to talk about it, the whole world goes in lingo. Where was the president? Where was the American people? Where was the governors? Where was the Congress? Where was anybody? But when they actually do something, well, you're doing too much. Stop it. I don't understand. But let's go into the two questions. The first question is, how are we paying for these Ebola patients? How are we? Now, Time Magazine, the Time writes great pieces. They tend to come out and just write great pieces when it comes to any issue. And they really come out, and I really like what they wrote. And I had the piece here, and I just lost it. Here we go, I found it. And it's titled, Does Insurance Cover Ebola? Now, it's funny how a simple Google search, and you find amazing pieces. Now, remember, I'm not going to blow up this question. I'm going to answer it for you. I'm going to blow up why this question is not simply being answered. I go on Twitter, I go on Facebook, I go to different news applications, and not one time have I seen the piece of Does Insurance Cover Ebola covered? Does the insurance cover Ebola care? I don't see on main headlines. I don't see jumping on the Huffington Post or nothing. Let's see who's been writing about it. You got Time. You got the Daily Mail. You got the Guardian, Wall Street Journal, New Yorker, BBC, Business Insider, Yahoo Finance. But that's because Mark Zuckerberg decided to spend some money. I mean, come on. Where's Huffington Post? No. Where's the Daily News? No. Where's anybody? No. We're too busy focusing about why the American people is actually creating a plan. Because if this becomes a serious issue, when millions of people, travelers, are going to be traveling through our planes into this country weeks to come, some say the busiest travel day of the year, and you don't want to be prepared. Why are we over-exaggerating for? I'm not saying that we should distract ourselves from other issues. No, of course not. Of course we should not distract ourselves from other issues. Of course we need a balanced budget. Of course we need to vote in 1 week for the best Congress to work with the president. Of course we do. But this is important too. Does insurance cover Ebola care? Who foots the bill? If you have insurance in the U.S., your insurer is likely going to cover the cost under emergency and or inpatient care coverage. Even though patients with Ebola often first present in the emergency room, the disease is typically intensive and can last for several weeks. Many insurance providers Time spoke to said they will cover Ebola treatment, but bear in mind that coverage starts after a person has met his or her deductible, which can be upwards of $13,000 for some family plans and $6,000 for an individual plan. Dr. Craig Spencer, the Ebola patient in New York City, has health insurance coverage through Doctors Without Borders. Missionaries like Dr. Ken Brandley, Dr. Richard Sacra, and Nancy Reipel have insurance through their missionary groups. Nebraska Medical Center, which has treated two patients with Ebola, including Sacra and NBC Freelancer, said all of his patients' care have so far been covered by their insurance providers. The end. It's a simple question. It is important. Because you need to know where your money's going, how your money's being used, how your money's being affected around you. Nothing's free. Oh, I have Ebola. You don't walk outside and start taking money off of a tree. No. This is an important question that could easily be answered. But you know it's going to be blown up into proportions. Because eventually what they're already speaking about is going to get old and stale. So let's throw that in everyone's faces. Now let's move on. Because I like this. What if you get sent to a hospital that's out of network? Being treated at out-of-network hospital or by an out-of-network doctor could, in theory, result in a hefty bill. Getting out-of-network treatment covered by your insurance company is decided on a case-by-case basis based on medical necessity. If your stuff needs to be inserted, no. Does insurance cover experimental drugs? No, but that's because there are typically no costs involved at all when a drug is still in research and development. The end. That's all. Here you go. You explain it to the audience member. They understand it. Let's not politicize it. Now we can move on and work on other things. We need to work on how we're able to check these people, even though they might get the illness later. We need to educate people. Educate people. Not report on a bunch of different opinions. You need to sit down and educate people with simple facts. And I feel the facts have been all over the place. You know that and I know that. I didn't want to focus myself on Ebola for 15 minutes. I didn't want to. But you know what? It has been the biggest headline. So you know what? I'm glad. You know, we got through Apple Pay with Chris in the beginning of the hour. We were able to speak about Ebola. You know, I'm happy. I got my opinion. I got to answer a simple question that I think many are answered that wanted to be answered. And I think maybe we learned something. But we need to pay attention. I mean, the problem is because of the reporting being by everyone, questions like this are not being answered. plans are not being structurally looked into. And when you see the governors come out and do something, everyone's going on the attack. Because they don't understand the situation. It's an important issue. Even if it's a big deal or not.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Why should you listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show? The guests. We bring on the experts.
As dedicated her professional efforts to advancing public service loan forgiveness, which allows recent graduates to dedicate their careers to the greater good. Her name is Heather Jarvis.
You know, people have a lot of different options, and the first thing to look at is what kind of student loans you have.
His area of expertise is international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. His name is Dr. Joseph Skelly.
I do not see the re-implementation of the draft on the horizon in the near term or in the long term.
We have reporters.
She is staff editor for TV Guide, TVGuide.com. She is Robin Ross.
I absolutely was a child of the 90s, and I still sort of am. I still love all those shows that I grew up with.
He's a managing editor of Reason 24/7 at www.reason.com. His name is J.D. DeChile on my phone line again.
Newspapers, you don't have to go through big media companies. You can get your word out there, and that really is the best thing about it. It's not all great, but it's fresh voices. And I think we should all be happy that we have the opportunity to put our word out and listen to what other people have to say.
Organizers that try to create a difference in our society.
Right now, she found the organization Stand Up, Stay Strong, Amanda Ray Davis.
And the gumption to stand up to these bullies and to stop all these suicides from happening.
Founder of the Hurricane Sandy Relief Program called SIFT is Christian Spears.
Tank top, almost like a white t-shirt, and just wrote with a permanent marker SIFT on it to symbolize that this is the volunteer group we were part of and that we can be a trusted group and that we're a bunch of local Staten Islanders from the community just looking to give a hand.
Listen to The Guest every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on www.yoandrewnts.com.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
If you were listening to the O'Angie News Talk Show last week, it was our 100th program, and I still have to say, well done to us. Pat yourself on the back if you were listening, and I'll pat myself on the back for giving all the information to you to listen to. See, it's like teamwork. Last week, we, instead of having a traditional sound clip of wisdom, we decided to take 26 of our prized sound clip of wisdoms and decided to create a sound clip of wisdom montage. And what that was, it allowed us to remember why the sound clip of wisdom was created, and it also reminded us of many sound clip of wisdoms we played. What I'm going to do is replay the Sound Clip of Wisdom montage to you, because many of you might not have heard it yet, while some of you would love to hear it again. The twist, though, it will be a different ending compared to last week. So some of you who are here and listening to it again, you hear a different ending. So here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom montage, celebrating the Sound Clip of Wisdom 100 shows later. The Sound Clip of Wisdom is a sound clip we play to end off the program.
Jumped on the car. Why?
Because that's what people do. They leap and hope to God they can fly.
But I promise you something. You lift your head up. Take a breath. There's a lot of great possibilities out there.
I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican.
And what the Sound Clip of Wisdom does, it gives a conversation for the audience to take.
Because there'll only be a handful of other people making the sort of money you'll be making.
And while everyone you know may own the fanciest clothes
and the best cars, you will own the companies that sell them.
If you want to know what heaven really is, Murray,
try being God.
At greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures.
2 months ago, my mom and dad decided to separate. Now they live in different houses. My brother Andrew says that we aren't a real family anymore. Is this true? Did I lose my family? Is there anything I could do to get my parents back together? Sincerely, Katie McCormick.
When the program ends, and they can have that conversation with anyone. They can have it with their girlfriend.
But don't you take the easy way out.
What easy way? There is no easy way. No matter what I do, somebody gets hurt.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
They can have it with their friends.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
They can have it with their parents.
For spitting on every valley of a hell. For purposely trying to antagonize me.
Is that what you think? It just so happens, Dad, that I believed in what I was doing and what I stood for.
And I suppose you wanted me to agree with what you did.
No! I wanted you to respect the fact that I could have my own ideas. I wanted you to keep on treating me like a son, even though I was different from you. I wanted to, well, maybe just once, I wanted you to put everything aside and spend a day with me like the one you just spent with Alex.
Thanks, Pop. I'm a musician, and I want you to be proud of me for that, too. I want you in my corner.
I guess I was a little rough on you. Look, I'm never going to be happy about this music thing. But I'm always going to be in your corner. I'm your old man.
They can have it with about anyone. And what it also has become is a conversation after the 2 hours ended. So when the program ends, you're able to continue the Yo Andrew News Talk Show on your own.
What about the people? Why is it
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word.
We say these words every single time we bring up the sound clip of wisdom. We started it the first show here in the YNTS studio with the newsroom clip, one of my favorites. And now, look where we are.
Now, Woody, he's been my pal for as long as I can remember. He's brave, like a cowboy should be, and kind and smart. But the thing that makes Woody special is he'll never give up on you.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
From movies.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
Calling somebody else fat won't make you any skinnier. Calling someone stupid doesn't make you any smarter. And ruining Regina George's life definitely didn't make me any happier. All you can do in life is try to solve the problem in front of you.
When you grow up, you tend to get told the world is the way that it is. Your life is just to live your life inside the world and try not to bash into the walls too much. But that's a very limited life. Life can be much broader.
Did I hear you say it doesn't matter? Because I thought I heard you say it doesn't matter, but Harriet wouldn't say that, would she? Now, come on. Just because you're on your own doesn't mean the world stops turning, or that there are no more fascinating people to observe and fill your notebooks with. That's your job, Harriet.
Oh, Kevin.
Mom, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
That's what's got to be in it.
What?
The Capitol Dome.
On paper?
I want to make that come to life for every boy in this land. Yes, and all light it up like that, too. You see, boys forget what their country means by just reading the land of the free in history books. Then they get to be men, they forget even more. Liberty is too precious a thing to be buried in books, Miss Saunders.
TV shows.
No WWE talent becomes a legend on their own. Every man's heart one day beats its final beat. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life.
But I think it's important that all of them return to the wild. That's where Pokemon belong. And hopefully someday they'll find good trainers like you. Of course, taking care of sick Pokemon will always be my mission, but I know my job isn't finished until they return where they came from. So it's the day a Pokemon leaves that is most rewarding to me.
God, did you guys really do that?
We really did. And that was when I realized why I hung out with Barney. I never got where I thought I wanted to go, but I always got a great story.
I can do it now. My daddy has to go away, but he'll return most any day. Any moment I may see my daddy coming back to me.
Many more. And I have to say, I'm truly proud of that fact. And I think the sound clip of wisdom is true.
You coming with us, Mr. Feeney? You gonna sneak up on us in Central Park or something?
No, I shall remain here.
No, you'll always be with us. As long as we live, okay?
Class dismissed.
I never thought that one segment we developed on this program could create such an impact. I really mean it. I never thought it would. When we started to do quotes at the end of the program in college, and when we started this program here in our own studio and said, let's change it around. Instead of playing quotes, let's play clips. Let the people who created the saying be able to express what it means to you. Let someone say something and let us explain the meaning and why it's important. Allow us to come out and give meaning to it. Let us use the Sound Clip of Wisdom and create someone's life a little differently. A future that could absolutely change for the better, not for the worse. Sound Clip of Wisdom has done that. Yeah, we didn't make these clips, but we've recognized these clips a lot better than many others. No talk show does it. We do. Every talk show ends with a scream or a yell or a jingle going off. Yeah, we do that also. We also end off with a clip that could create a difference in someone's life. Could remember a reason for something. That's why it was created. I would think one day someone will be able to do the same thing we've done. Take a clip and I really do. I really do. I really do. I want to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank all the stations who allow us to air every single Tuesday night and the companies who give us the opportunity to go 24/7. I want to thank Chris Hawk, the senior editor at MacTrash.com, for joining us and speaking about the newest Apple products and services. I want to thank my friends. I want to thank those who may not be listening but understand why we do this and they support it. And I want to thank those people. We never do. We will now. We will today. Forever and always. Yes, that's right. We are. And I want to thank you, the audience. Someone out there is listening. Someone out there is standing up, raising their head, clapping both left and right hand, and applauding to a well done, to a good job, to a thank you. They're applauding for these different phrases because they know deep inside, well, you might not be in the biggest market, you might not have the biggest studio, but he sure has a big heart. And that big heart goes a long way in society. And someone out there is one you're going to find that and use it to their advantage for the good and not for the evil. Thank you for joining me. End of the month is complete. Midterm elections next week. We're going into the holidays. Also, our favorite time of the year. Now, again, we said this last year, if you're shopping for me, I'm a size large in t-shirt, and I prefer extra large in hoodie style. I'm not kidding. This is what I prefer.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.